Have you ever bought something that came with a, quote, money-back guarantee? Maybe it was a car, maybe it was an appliance, or on TV, you know, they always have these ads for $19.99. And if you buy it now, we'll send you a second one with no additional cost. And if you don't, doesn't work, send it back because it comes with the money-back guarantee. Do you ever buy anything with that supposed money-back guarantee? You get it home and you use it for a while and either it doesn't work or it's not like you intend it to be. So you call the company and you ask for a refund or the item breaks and you ask them to back up their, quote, money-back guarantee. And you're told, oh, that guarantee is no longer valid. It's past the date of expiration, or I'm sorry, we can't honor that anymore. That ever happened to you? Well, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is our guarantee from God. It is a rock solid guarantee that he himself stands behind, that is a money back guarantee that we can rely on and we can be confident in. All of the gospel writers, Mark and Luke, talk about, and Matthew, that when the women arrived to the tomb, and they went to the tomb that day expecting to find Jesus in the grave, knowing and had just witnessed his crucifixion a few days prior, and they went to the tomb under heaviness of heart and out of devotion to him to anoint his body for a proper burial, expecting to find him in the grave, discussing amongst themselves when they got there who was going to roll the massive stone away because it had been sealed because the religious leaders wanted it sealed by the Romans because they were afraid someone would steal the body of Christ away. And they were wondering, how are we going to move this big stone out of the way? And when they got there, the gospel writer said that that stone, which Mark says was very large, was rolled away. And that stone being rolled away is God's rock-solid guarantee to you and to me. That tomb is empty. The stone has been rolled away. And because the stone has been rolled away, it wasn't rolled away for Jesus to come out. It was rolled away so that we could go in and know that Jesus is alive. It was rolled away so that we would have the benefit and to know what the resurrection of Jesus Christ occurred. It was our rock-solid guarantee from the Father that our sin has been, that God was with us. And we know that it is reliable because God himself stands behind it. The resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead is God's guarantee to you and to me that what he said is true and that Jesus is alive. Because of Jesus' resurrection from the dead, we are guaranteed this morning, and we have a rock-solid guarantee that we are assured of four things that we can take to the bank and know that are true. We don't have to doubt. We don't have to worry. They're absolute true certainties this morning. As certain as you are here, as certain as you are breathing and alive, these realities are true for you and for me because we have a rock-solid guarantee of the empty tomb. And because Jesus is alive. So let's look at this story from Luke and discover together the benefits of the resurrection of the guarantee that God has given us. First, because Jesus is alive and the tomb is empty and the stone has been rolled away, you can be certain and guaranteed that our sins are forgiven. And to that do we have an amen, that our sins are forgiven. Not maybe, not hope so, but absolutely forgiven because Jesus paid the price. The empty tomb is God's showing that he accepted the sacrifice that Jesus made, that the payment is complete. And the debt has been paid. 3 days earlier, Jesus had gone to that cross. And there he has suffered and taken all the weight of your sins and mine upon himself. And all of that was hurled on him. And when he hung on that cross, his final words were, "It is finished." And the scripture says that with that, he gave up his spirit, meaning he voluntarily gave up his life for you and for me, that the payment of our sins could be made, because it's the only way it could be accomplished. Couldn't have been done by us. Couldn't have been done by our effort, but it was done by him. And we celebrate the fact that the tomb is empty, the stone is rolled away. We can come here this morning rejoicing before God with the guarantee that our sins are forgiven in him. The plan was accomplished, and the penalty is gone. Because the tomb is empty and the stone is rolled away, God the Father was saying, "I accept the payment. I accept the sacrifice that my Son made for sin." The blood being shed was enough. The veil was torn in two, and we are set free. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We read these words responsively. Let's just go to chapter 15, verse 17. 1 Corinthians 15, beginning at verse 17. He said, "If Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. Then those who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. And if for this life we have hope in Christ, and we are to be pitied, if only in this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep in him. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead also comes through a man. For in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive." Paul said, if Jesus didn't come from the dead, if that stone wasn't rolled away, if Jesus was still in the grave, we would all be lost without hope of salvation. We would still be in our sin, because it would mean that the Father did not accept the payment of the shed blood of Christ. But thank God this morning, our rock-solid guarantee assures you and me that because the tomb is empty, the stone is rolled away, your sins are forgiven. The price is paid and the penalty is gone, which means that your sins, when you trust Christ as your Savior, have been buried with him. That as Jesus was buried in the grave, so your sins were buried there. And they were covered over by the blood of Christ, and the Lord no longer remembers them. That's God's grace. Aren't you thankful? I am. And that's God's guarantee to you. So if you know Jesus Christ, your sins have been forgiven. If you don't know Christ and never put your faith and trust in him, God wants to take those sins away. He wants to roll that big burden from your life. But the only way that can be done is by putting your trust in Jesus, who paid the price for us and who rose again to secure it. That's our guarantee. Our sins are forgiven. But second part of this rock-solid guarantee God's given you this morning, because Jesus is alive, we have the assurance that our needs are supplied. That we know that our sins are forgiven, but our needs are also supplied because our Lord is alive. He's not in the grave. But through the power of the resurrection, we have his resurrection power at work in us. Verses 5 and 6, going back to Luke chapter 24. Verse 5 and 6, he says, "In the fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. And the angel said, 'Why are you looking for the living among the dead? He is not here, for he is risen. Remember how he told you when he was still with you in Galilee, and the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, crucified, and the third day be raised.'" That's the part where our sins are forgiven. But here he said, "Why are you looking for the living among the dead? He's not in the grave anymore. He is risen. He is alive." And because he is alive, that power that brought Jesus from the resurrection from the grave, Paul said in Philippians, that same resurrection power is at work in your life and in mine. supplying our needs. That same resurrection power that we have for daily living. That we may have a hard time sometimes forgiving somebody. And we have maybe conflicts within our family or our home. Or forgiving someone. Or letting things go and hurts of the past. And we struggle with certain sins. But the power of the resurrection and of your needs supplied, that Jesus' resurrection power is at work in you and is available for our daily life to meet those needs, whatever they are. We don't carry them alone, and we don't go through them alone. The resurrection assures you of that. That all the power you need for daily living has been supplied. Also, the power for wisdom and making decisions, for daily guidance, because we all face decisions in our life every day, important decisions. Some may be like, what am I going to wear today? That's not an important decision, but some are life-changing ones. And we need God's guidance and direction on what, Lord, is your will? Where's your leading for me? And we have that assurance that our risen Christ is with us. And if we but ask him, he will give us the wisdom we need. Years ago, there was a missionary in the country of Turkey who was having great difficulty getting Muslims to understand why they should believe in Jesus Christ. Same thing in our world today. One day he was traveling with some Muslims along a road that had no road signs. And eventually, they came to a fork in the road, and they needed to know which way to go. And you know, if you don't have a map, and you don't have a GPS, and you come to a fork in the road, how you know which decision, which way to go, especially if you don't know the direction to take. So not having a map with them, they didn't know which road to follow to get to their destination. And right beside the road was a tomb of a Muslim holy man, right in this spot. So while they were trying to decide whether to go this way or to go this way, the missionary said, well, let's go over here to the tomb and ask the tomb of this holy man and ask him which way we should go. And his Muslim companion says, well, but the man is dead. He can't give us any advice. He can't give us any instruction. He said, see that house over there? Let's go over there and ask somebody who was alive. He can give us the instruction. And the missionary said, you're quite right. Never forget that, he said. Muhammad is dead. You can't get any help or instruction from him. But Jesus is alive. And he is the one that gives us the help and instruction we need. A powerful lesson. But in guidance in our life as well. That our hope and Savior, that he gives us the help we need in daily living. We are assured that our needs will be supplied through the power of his resurrection. And through the promise of his resurrection. And the promise of his resurrection here, he says, notice he said, he is with you. Remember how he told you, it says here in verse 6. He is not here, he is risen. Remember how he told you. It says, then they remembered his words. In fact, Matthew's account says, he is risen. Why are you seeking for the living among the dead? He is not here, he is risen, just as he said he would. And the resurrection assures us that God keeps his promises. That's the promise of the resurrection, that we know that he will always keep his word. He will always do what he's promised he will. And when he made those promises to you that I will never leave you and forsake you, when he made that promise to you that I will provide what you need, when he made that promise to you, we know that he will do what he said, because the empty tomb is their verification of it. It's our guarantee of his word to us. The promise of the resurrection, and through the purpose, the person of the resurrection, we know our needs are supplied. And the person of the resurrection is Jesus himself. When he said, he is not here, he is risen. Later on that day, as Mary stood by the tomb as she was weeping, wondering what had happened to the body of Christ. She heard someone speaking to her, thinking it was the gardener. She turned around and she saw him standing there and thought it was the gardener and said, "I thought they've taken the Lord away. If you know where he is, tell me." And he spoke her name, Mary. And she knew she was in the presence of Jesus. And her life was changed. The person of the resurrection is with us. Jesus is with you now and always. His final words when he went to heaven was, "Surely I am with you always to the end of the age." And we know that our needs will be supplied because we serve a risen Savior who, may his power is at work within us, his promise that he will do as he said, and he never leaves us through the presence of the Holy Spirit. So God has guaranteed you your sins are forgiven, and notice your needs are supplied. Not maybe, not might be, but your needs are supplied. They are guaranteed because the tomb is empty. Aren't you thankful for that? It's a guarantee God's given you. Third, the benefit of our guarantee is that our victory is assured. Our victory is assured. Victory over death, over the grave, over sin itself. Notice in verse 12. Whenever the women heard that he was alive, they went back to tell the disciples. They went back to tell the men who were huddled in a room for fear of the Jews. And they were huddled together. And the women went back and told him, "Jesus is alive. His body's not in the grave. He's alive." And the men didn't believe it. It said that their words seemed like nonsense to them. But Peter, however, got up and he ran to the tomb, and John followed, and the both of them got there. And it says in verse 12 that Peter went into the tomb, bent down and looked in, and he found the grave clothes laying there by themselves. That's the symbol of victory. That the grave clothes were there, but Jesus wasn't. The grave clothes could not hold him down. It's estimated, and we learned in Sunday school last week, that the grave clothes that they wrapped someone in for burial at that time weighed about 100 pounds. And that weight, but that could not hold Jesus. It could not keep him in the grave. He won the victory. And he came out of that victoriously, assuring you and me that our victory is assured. That Christ won the war over sin and over death. The grave could not hold him. In 1 Corinthians 15, we're told that the last enemy to be destroyed is death. And Jesus took death and its sting and power away. And someday he will come again. And he will rule and he will reign. He holds the keys to death and the grave. Turn with me to Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1, verse 17 and 18. John had a vision of the resurrected Christ as he was banished on the island of Patmos for the sake of the gospel. He heard someone speaking to him, and he turned around, and he saw that it was the resurrected Lord. And Jesus said to him, he said, "When I saw him," verse 17, "I fell at his feet as though I was dead, and he placed his right hand on me, and he said, 'Do not be afraid, for I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and Hades.'" Holding the keys was a sign of authority, the one who had the power to open and to release. And Jesus says, "I hold the keys of death in my hand. I have taken its power away, and I hold the victory over it," and gives us the assurance that the enemy has been defeated. And we are assured. That gives us confidence that when we lay a loved one in the grave, that we know that death is not the end. That because Jesus is the resurrection and the life, we know that he gives life to all who believe in him. Because the grave is open, because Jesus lives, we know that we will live also. The enemy, our enemy, Satan, has been defeated and has been crushed. We're told that Jesus took the sin that was against us and canceled it and nailed it to the cross and won that victory. The truth, this can be illustrated in a story that happened in England which was well known in England during the time of their history, during the Battle of Waterloo in June 1815. All England was waiting for news about the outcome of the campaign because the Duke of Wellington had opposed Napoleon Bonaparte. And they were waiting for news of the battle of whether who won, Napoleon or the Duke of Wellington. And of course, this was long before the time of telephone and telegraph and email and all that to get a word of communication. And watchers were stationed along the coast to read the signals from the boats as they tried to give a message of the outcome of the battle. And it was a cloudy, foggy day. And one watcher was watching in the distance the signals from the boat as they were trying to tell what had happened. And as they began the message read, "Wellington defeated." And then the fog closed in, and he couldn't read any more of the message. And soon all the message spread and was relayed all around England, and the nation was gripped by discouragement and defeat, that they thought Wellington was defeated by Napoleon. But then hours later, the fog lifted, and the entire message came across through. And the entire message was, "Wellington defeated the enemy." And their discouragement and was turned to joy and to celebration. That's what Easter is, that Jesus defeated the enemy. The enemy, Satan, thought he won. The grave thought it held Christ captive. But Jesus took its sting and power away. And you are assured this morning that death does no longer have the last say. Jesus does. The victory has been won over sin and over death. And Christ set us free from the power of sin, that we share in that same victory. In Romans chapter 6, verses 1 to 14, we're told there that sin is no longer to be our master, that we are buried. Our old life has been buried with Christ. And we are now able and have the ability and the power to live in newness of life. Whereas before, sin controlled us. Sin was our master. But Jesus set us free through the resurrection and his new life, that we can now walk in spiritual victory. We don't have to go around as defeated believers. We don't have to go around with our heads down or in defeat or failure, because Christ has made the victory possible. And through the power of his resurrection life at work in us as we yield to him, victory is assured. So God has guaranteed you through the resurrection. Your sins are forgiven. Your needs are supplied. Your victory is assured. And fourth, our future is secure. We are guaranteed, because the tomb is empty, the stone is rolled away, that we have a secure victory and secure future. For us, the better days are ahead. The resurrection assures us of eternal life. Verse 6, back in Luke 24 again, it says that he is not here, he has risen. And the resurrection assures us of eternal life, that because Jesus lives, we will live also. John 3:16. Let's all say that together. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." That's the resurrection, that Christ came, he loved you and died. And whenever we believe in him, we will not perish but have everlasting life. That's a secure future, isn't it? To know that we are secure in him. Nothing can take that life away. Nothing can break it. Romans tells us, no, nothing can separate us from the love of Christ any longer. And we are secure in him. And that life, because Jesus lives, we will live also. It takes the burden off of us, because it gives that assurance that there's nothing we can ever do to make us forfeit that life, because we won't lose it. But what we do, it's guaranteed by his resurrection. We can't do one sin too far that's going to make us fall out of God's grace, because God's grace is sufficient for every need. And his love is there for us. And our future is secure. The resurrection also assures us of an eternal home. Turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Peter writing to encourage saints, Christians who were going through a hard and difficult time in their life. And he said, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. And into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. And this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine, and they result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him, and even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the goal of your faith and the salvation of your souls." The fact that the tomb is empty and the stone is rolled away is God's rock-solid guarantee to you of an eternal home. An eternal home kept in heaven for us through the resurrection of Jesus. That to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And when we say goodbye here, we say hello there. When we say good night here, we say good morning in heaven. And no one can take that home away from us. And it's an inheritance that God has in heaven for you and for me. Because of Jesus' resurrection, we will share that with him. And we have that security of a home being prepared. That Jesus said, "I am preparing for all who trust in him." Eric Barker was a missionary who spent many years in Portugal preaching the good news of the gospel under adverse conditions. And during World War II, the situation became so critical in Europe at the time that he was advised to send his wife and his 8 children back to England for their safety. His sister and 3 children were also evacuated on the same ship. And although the family was forced to leave, he stayed behind to finish the work before going to join them in England. On the Lord's Day, after their departure, Reverend Barker stood before the congregation and he said this, quoting him, he said, "I have just received word that all my family arrived home safely," unquote. Then he proceeded with the worship service as usual. But it was not until after the worship service was over that the full meaning of his words became clear. Because you see, just before the worship service started, he received a telegram informing him that a submarine had torpedoed the ship on which his family was sailing and everybody on board was lost. But yet he stood before his congregation and said, "I just received word that my family is safely home." Why could he say that? Because of the resurrection of Jesus. That's the assurance we have that our future is secure. Our home is there prepared for us, and no one can take it away from us. The power of the resurrection, the difference that it makes. Oh, people give us money back guarantees, and they can guarantee all kinds of things, but they don't stand behind it. But God stands behind his. The empty tomb being rolled away, the stone being rolled away is the assurance. And rejoice this morning because Jesus is alive and our sins have been forgiven. Our needs are supplied. Our victory is assured. And our future is secure. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the power of the resurrection and the fact that Jesus is alive. And what you've done for us. And that rolling the stone away, you did that to show us that you guarantee, you stand behind, and you brought Christ from the dead to life again and resurrection power, assuring us, Lord, that our sins have been forgiven through faith in you. The price has been paid, and our needs are and will be supplied. You've given us the power that we need for daily living. Your presence is with us now and always. We don't face hardship alone. We know that the victory is assured, that because you won the victory, we share in that victory and we are united with you, that we can walk in newness of life and the sting of death has been taken away, and that our future is secure in you, because he who has the Son has life. When we put our faith and trust in you, we know that we will live as you live, and we will dwell with you in your Father's kingdom. Thank you for that comfort, Lord, to know that when we have parting here of loved ones, that we will be united again in glory with you and with them, because the grave is empty and Jesus our Lord lives. We thank you for that rock solid guarantee that we don't need to doubt, that we are absolutely certain of, because you, our Lord, are living, and your empty tomb is the guarantee. Thank you, Father, that we worship a living Savior, and he is alive today and forevermore. And may we live in the confidence and the joy of celebrating that fact, that you are alive forever. And sustain us, Lord, with that promise this day and in the week ahead. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.